This recording, Quebec 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, okay, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. I understand more. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. This takes the shape of a long, long round arc, which with its path high above. And its two ends apparently beyond horizon. There is, according to a legend, a boiling pot of gold at the end. At one end, okay. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks something beyond its reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. Flutes. I don't understand that word. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from Earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection on the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which caused the rainbow. Many complicated ideas about the rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. Okay. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. Okay. And the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first. The result is to give a bow with abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed from yellow, form yellow. Ah, okay. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I like to work. And I'm a good worker, so playing English, it's not a goal for me. It's not a career, it's not nothing else about that. It's just another facet or another chapter in my career, but I think it's fun. It's usually for fun. I've passed a couple auditions in English last year for a movie. I don't remember the name. He was looking for a guy with an accent, but the word accent is very large. So I've prepared myself a lot. I went to the audition, not enough accent. Okay. How much do you want it? It's tough for me to evaluate the accent or to put more accent. Usually I try to have the less accent I can have, but so I come here just to know about what I can make or what work would I need to play in a credible way, I don't know more than that.